بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this hadith, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم states that التائب من الذنب, the repenter from sin, كمن لا ذنب له, is like the one who has no sin. To understand this hadith, the first thing we need to understand is that what does tawbah, what does repentance mean? In the eyes of Sharia. In the eyes of Sharia, tawbah, repentance from a sin, doesn't just mean that a person asks Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, forgive me. No, no. Tawbah has three parts. The first part of tawbah and repentance from a sin is that a person, if he is doing the sin right now, then he stops. If he is busy in the sin at that moment, he is watching a film and the thought comes to do tawbah. So the first thing is that he will have to stop right there. That is the number one. Number two, he feels remorse at doing the sin. That means he feels that I shouldn't have done the sin. Not that his mentality is that, you know, I'm not going to do it anymore, but alhamdulillah, I enjoyed it whilst it was. No, no. He feels, I shouldn't have done it. Number two. And number three, his intention is that now I'm not going to do it again. So these three things, if he is doing it right now, then he stops. Number two, he feels remorseful. And number three, he makes an intention that I'm not going to do it again. If he does these three things, then that is known as tawbah and that is known as repentance. And the hadith says that the person who repents is like the one who has no sin. That means two things. That means in the hereafter, he will be like the person who has no sin. A ta'ib, the repenter. A footballer is someone who plays football regularly. Someone who plays football one-off, you don't call him a footballer. So the repenter is someone who repents regularly. That means that whenever he sins, he repents. So if a person, whenever he sins, he does these three things, then every single time he repents, the sin is wiped away. So let's say he repented today, the sin, and he does these three things, the sin is wiped away. He sins the next day. He does just three things, the sin is wiped away. So if the sin is wiped away every single time, on the day of judgment, him and the person who doesn't do the sin will be exactly the same. That is what this hadith is saying. And if you think about it, that is a huge blessing. Because that means that a person may have the biggest sin in his life. He may have a multitude of the biggest sins, but if he is doing tawbah from them, then on the day of judgment, him and the person who hasn't done the sin at all will be treated the same. So the person, the repenter of sin, will be like the one who has no sin. Achcha. That is what will happen in the hereafter. But actually in this world, the repenter of sin will become like the one who has no sin as well. What does that mean? That this cycle of being a repenter, that every time a person sins, he repents. Every time a person sins, he repents. And if you think about it, this cycle is not difficult. Because if you look at the three things of tawbah, all three of them take a split second. In one moment, a person can be involved in the biggest sin and he can stop, he can feel remorseful and he can make an intention, I'm not going to do it again. It doesn't require making wudu. It doesn't require performing salah. It doesn't require saying anything with the tongue. So if you think about it, tawbah is not a difficult deed. But if a person is a repenter, then in this world, he will also become like the one who has no sin. That means sooner or later, through the barakah of that tawbah, that sin will leave a person's life. Yes, depending on the strength of his tawbah, depending on the strength of his remorse, depending on the strength of his intention not to do it again, it will happen quicker. If a person's intention is really strong, it may happen the first time in his tawbah. Or it may take 10 times, it may take 100 times, but sooner or later he will leave the sin. In fact, because this is a promise in the hadith, so if a person does tawbah, then all the means that he needs to stay away from the sin. Maybe for example, Allah Ta'ala knows that his current the place that he lives in, he's not going to be able to avoid this sin. But the promise is that if you are a repenter, you will leave that sin. That means Allah Ta'ala will make arrangements for him to move to another place where he's able to leave the sin. Because the promise of Allah Ta'ala remains true. However it will happen, but it remains true. When this is the case, then if you think about it, it is so easy for a person. Whatever is wrong in a person's life, the first thing he should do is hold fast to Tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice upon this.